For us to check sports this morning, and time to bring in Mike Causey. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning.
So the bombshell news, which came across the wires yesterday, and is still hot today, is the Giants trading Odell Beckham to the Cleveland Browns for a first and third round pick and safety Jabril Peppers. So that is the big news, and already the pundits are lining up on either side of that trade.
I told you he was going.
Well,
the Giants had an opportunity to remove a tumor, and they did.
Well, it's pretty amazing because listen to this: what's happened in the offseason with the Giants? They got rid of Olivier Vernon. They got rid of Landon Collins. Let him leave in free agency. He signed with the Redskins, and now they got rid of course, Odell Beckham. It's funny to look at the different comments that the different writers are making. One writer says, did the Giants suddenly build a time machine and bring Jerry Rice through the portal and into the Giants' doors?
Jerry Rice.
Yeah, meaning that they were comparing him to Jerry Rice. But here's here's the whole thing about the trade that that I see is that the Giants now are going to have to draft a quarterback either this year, if there's a good enough one in the draft, or next year. They can't acquire one because there's not one really good enough that they want for their future quarterback. So they have to do that. They have to plug a bunch of holes in their defense. They have to do that. They've got a great running back and a good tight end, and they've brought in some people for the line. They were 29 and I think 29 and 47 with Odell Beckham in uniform, doing all the amazing things that he did. They could have been probably 29 and 40 something without Odell Beckham in the lineup when you look at it that way. So the Giants are trying to open things up and see what happens here. I mean, we'll see what happens.
They have a couple ways they can go. They recruit some draft picks. Maybe they can make a deal with Jacksonville to get Foles, which wouldn't be a bad move. If not, they're definitely going to have to get a quarterback this year because Manning's at the end of his string. You don't want to get a less than adequate quarterback to butcher another year, the year after this. This is the year the Giants have to rebuild, and they have to make all their moves this year to put themselves in a position the following year, because in the NFL, rebuild is a one-year process now. It's not a several-year deal because you can't keep players that long. So they have to draft real well or make real good trades this year to be competitive again in 2020, I guess it is. So see what happens with them playing out the rest of this this offseason. Are they going to package some draft picks to get a quarterback from somebody, or are they going to go out in the draft and get what they can? But needless to say, they have to go get a quarterback now because the Eli Manning era is officially done with Beckham going to Cleveland.
All right. So anyway, so the Giants aren't a Super Bowl contending team anyway. So I
think it was a great move for the Giants. They had to do it. They couldn't stand pat with what they had because they'd be no better than they are. They had to make the trade to try to make themselves better. They did, and now they have the opportunity to become better.
We'll have to see what happens. We'll have to see what happens.
It was a very good move.
I don't know. I mean, something had to be done, and I guess the team had to be awoken from its slumber, and maybe this is the way to go about it. So, anyways,
hey, Marshall, you got to take your giant hat off and look at it from outside aspect. This is what they had to do.
I agree with you. Yesterday, I said they had to do it, especially once they let some of their other players going. The whole thing is, they still now eat $16 million that they have to eat. If they didn't sign into that contract last year, they have to now eat $16 million of that contract. So there was no bane, there was no gain towards their cap space, is what I'm saying. That's the only bad thing about this. None whatsoever. So
had to do it.
All right.
And then there's another Beckham trade in New York, a similar trade. The Jets are picking up Le'Veon Bell. 4 years, $52 million. Another type of player. You got to question Bell. He was willing to sit out a whole year to get what he wants. What's to say he won't do it again if things don't break his way for the Jets? A leopard doesn't change his spots. So just like the Browns are gambling with Beckham, the Jets are gambling with Bell. We'll see what happens. It is the Jets, so it's a pretty good percentage that this isn't going to work out for him. But see what happens. At least the Jets are trying to do something to make themselves better.
All right. So where else do you want to go in sports?
College basketball.
All right.
Number one, Gonzaga got beat in their conference tournament by St. Mary's yesterday. Nice. So the number one team in the nation has fallen, and not a good time for them to fall because this should affect their standings in the tournament as far as where they're being seeded. I can't see any way Gonzaga could be a number one seed now. But you never know what these people in college basketball are going to do.
Maybe St. Mary's will go on a run.
I don't think so. I don't think so.
Win a national championship.
That ain't happening. You could bet all the pizza pies you want on that one.
All right. Anything else in sports?
What else is going on? Anything big in baseball going on?
Yeah, the Mets re-signed Tebow to a minor league contract.
That's all right. What else? What better does he have to do?
Who knows? Maybe he'll get called up one time, whack a few home runs.
Be good for him. I would hope so. That would be good. Not much going on with the Yankees. They sent another guy down to the minors that was expected, so nothing big going on there. Sabathia finally threw a bat in practice since his heart procedure. For his own sake, I hope he comes into camp 40 pounds lighter because he's going to need to for himself, never mind baseball. And we just keep inching closer to opening day, which is something we're all looking forward to.
Opening day.
Yep.
Boy, we need that.
I wonder if with all these bets they have now, I wonder if there's a bet out there that two or more games get canceled because of snow.
I would think that there's a chance.
Oh, I think there's a pretty good chance. We'll see what happens. There's a pretty big snowstorm rolling through the middle of the country now, so if the Cardinals, the Cubs, they were playing, they wouldn't be playing. White Sox, you throw in there too.
Just look at it this way. Whatever you want to think about baseball when it starts, every year you see pictures of snow in New York, players playing in snow, mm-hmm. and games canceled in Boston and games canceled in Minnesota. So maybe one day they'll start the season just a little later.
It's all for the dollar. All for the dollar. Yeah, but college basketball today. Today's when like the main conferences get into play. The Big 12, the SEC, the ACC started last night, but those were like kind of like play-in games. But today you got games that start this afternoon and roll through the evening. So it has begun the big college tournament starting to roll. I'm looking forward to some games.
All right. Well, I'm looking forward to the football season.
The football season?
Yeah, if you know why.
I'm looking forward to that, like the Earth getting struck by an asteroid.
I don't have to worry about the Giants at all.
You're just obsessed with the Giants.
I am. That's my favorite team of all teams. Favorite team of all teams.
You see, that's now's the time when you have to find something to interest yourself because there's not going to be any. Once that season starts, you're going to be hoping for it to be over already.
That's right. All right, I got to get on to the weather.
Have a great day, guys.
Take care, Mike. Mike Causey with a check on sports this morning here on the Breakfast Club on Robinhood Radio.